Uyraysa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Nun Hey Amud Aleph. We're holding on Nun Hey Amud Aleph, the third line from the top, by the word Meisveh. So we're still in the middle of the discussion with regarding the tekiyos that they blew from the Chatzotzreis in the Beit HaMikdash. And the Gemara on the Dal Amud Aleph, it brought from Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Acha mentioned the Braisa. The Braisa sent a kol lefiyah musafin. And Rabbi Acha, who brought the Braisa, said, I'm bringing you the Braisa, and I'll tell you what it means. Rabbi Acha said, you want to know what the Braisa means? What the Braisa means is that a kol lefiyah musafin, if you have a day with that there's more than one karba musaf, so each karba musaf has its own shir, and each shir has its own 9 tekiyos. In general, every time they said the shir shel yoyim in the Beis HaMikdash, they blew 9 tekiyos throughout the shir. So, said Rabbi Acha, on a day that there's more than one karba musaf, we don't just say the karba musaf gets 9 tekiyos. Each and every karba musaf gets 9 tekiyos. So, l'mashal, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, where there's two musafin, there's the musaf of Rosh Chodesh and there's the musaf of Shabbos, so Rabbi Acha brought from a braisa that there's going to be 18 tekiyos just by the karba musaf itself. Not 9, rather each karba musaf gets their own shir and its own 9 tekiyos, it's going to be 18. So now says the Gemara Meisveh. The Gemara is a kasho. We have a braisa which seems to say Nalik or Bacha. The Tani Rava Bar Shmuel taught that Yachol Kishem Shetoyken Al Shabbos Bifnei Atzmai Val Reish Chodesh Bifnei Atzmai. I might think that just like we blow separate tekiyos one for the Musaf of Shabbos, and we have separate tekiyos for the Musaf of Reish Chodesh, meaning on a regular Shabbos and on a regular Reish Chodesh that falls on, let's say, any random Tuesday. So Kach Yutoyken Al Kol Musaf Musaf. So I might think also when they coincide, when Reish Chodesh and Shabbos come together, so I might think we should be Taikeya on each and every Karba Musaf, that each one should get its own 9 tekiyos. Tamu Loimar V'rashi Chachechem. So the Braisa brings a pasuk which says not like that. Now how exactly we see from this pasuk not like that, we'll see soon in the Gemara, but the point is that the Braisa literally says Faker from Rabbi Acha. The Braisa says, I might have thought like Rabbi Acha, I might have thought that just like the Musaf of Shabbos gets 9 tekiyos, and the Musaf of Rish Chodesh gets 9 tekiyos, so too when they come together, each one should get 9, and there should be a total of 18. The Gemara says, Tamulayim Ravrach Echachechem, that it's not like that. That you only blow 9 tekiyos by the Karba Musaf on the day that there's more than one Karba Musaf, so you don't blow a separate 9 tekiyos for each Karba Musaf. So says the Gemara, Tiyufta Rabbi Acha Tiyufta. This Braisa shows Lahedya, not like Rabbi Acha. Now, what exactly is the drasha of the Braisa? Uvrashi Chachechem. So that's the Gemara's next question. Umay Talmuda. Says the Gemara, what's the drasha? How do you see from the Pasuk Uvrashi Chachechem that you're not supposed to have separate tekiyos for each Karba Musaf? So, says the Gemara, two possibilities. Amar Abaye, Amar Kro Uvrashi Chachechem. The Braisa means to be darshening, the Gemara means to say that you see from Rashi Chachechem that you don't blow separate tekiyos. Where do you see it from there? Because Hukshu Kol Chadashim Kulam Zelazeh. Uvrashi Chachechem joins together all the Rashi Chadashim of the year, so we compare all Reish Chedeshes of the year together. They're all the same. How are they all the same? They're all the same in that each one, every Reish Chodesh, the Musaf of Reish Chodesh, you only get 9 tekiyos. So that means that even if Reish Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, it's still, you only blow 9 tekiyos by the Karba Musaf. So that's the drasha. The Gemara's darshening, Abai explains, that every Reish Chodesh has to be the same, so that shows us that there's no difference if Reish Chodesh falls out on a Tuesday, or if Reish Chodesh falls out on a Shabbos, there's still only going to be a total of 9 tekiyos. Rav Ashi Amar, a different pshat in the drasha, that ksiv chadash chachechem uksiv uvrashe. The word chachechem is written without a yud. So it's written b'lashin yachid, chachechem, uksiv uvrashe. And the beginnings, lashin rabim. So, which one is it? The beginnings of your month. So, v'eza chaydesh yesh lo shnei rashim, which reish chaydesh of the year? Count the 12 months of the year. Which one has two heads? Haviyomer Zeh Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Chodesh. It's the only month of the year that has two Roshim. In what way? Because there's the Rosh Hashanah, which is the head of the year. It's the Rosh of the year. And it's also, every Rosh Hashanah falls out on Rosh Chodesh. So it's the Rosh of a Chodesh. So every Rosh Hashanah, every Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, is a Chodesh that has two Roshim. And the Torah is saying, V'am Rachmana Chodsheichem. Chathu. And the Torah is telling you that it calls it Belashin Yachid. It's called Chadsheichem Belashin Yachid, that it's only one, meaning that you only blow 9 tekiyos. And even though there's two musafin, there's the musaf of Rosh Chodesh and there's the musaf of Rosh Hashanah, still you only blow 9 tekiyos. So that's how Rav Ashi explains that's the drasha of the Braisa. But Al Kopanim, it comes out that the Braisa says Mefurish, not like Rav Acha, the Braisa says Mefurish, that you do not blow a separate 9 tekiyos by each karba musaf, so that is a tifta on Rav Acha Shita. V'oi Tanya, says the Gemara, and we have another Braisa which also says Nalik Rav Acha. Now even though the Gemara already said a tifta, we already brought a Braisa which said Nalik Rav Acha, the Gemara still feels the need to bring another Braisa. And the reason for that, Aruch HaNer explains, is because the first pshat he gives is that Rav Acha also had a braisa. Rav Acha wasn't just making up his own halacha that you blow separate 9 tekiyos for each karba musaf. He was coming from a braisa. So the fact that we brought one braisa against Rav Acha doesn't disprove Rav Acha, because he also had a braisa. The Gemara is bringing a Va'ai Tanya, a second braisa, to show it's 2-1, and therefore we should assume that each karba musaf does not get its own tekiyos. That's one pshat Aruch HaNer says. Another pshat he says is that Rav Acha really said 2 chidushim. He said that not only does each karba musaf get its own 9 tekiyos, let's say Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so not only do we say that the musaf of Shabbos gets 9 tekiyos and that the musaf of Rosh Chodesh gets 9 tekiyos, but he also mentioned the fact that each one gets its own shir. That we say the shir of the musaf of Shabbos and we say the shir of the musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And we don't just combine the two. So the first braisa that the Gemara brought on the top of this Amun, on the Nehem and Aleph, it said, Lahedya, that we do not blow a separate 9 tekiyos by each karba musaf. So that chelik of Rav Acha is, we add the tyufta. The Gemara is bringing a V'oi Tanya now to show that also the other chelik of Rav Acha's chiddush is not true. That which Rav Acha said, that we say a separate shira on each musaf, that's also not true, as we're going to see from the following braisa. V'oi Tanya, we learned in the braisa, that b'choy lo shomayid, on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, so Berishon Ma Hayu Aymrim, what do they say on the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos? On the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, for the Shir Shel Yoyim, the Levim say, Havu LaShem B'nei Eilim. B'Sheini Ma Hayu Aymrim, what do they say on the second day of Chol HaMoed? Ula Rasha Amer Elokim. That capital Tehillim. B'Shlishi Ma Hayu Aymrim, what do they say on the third day of Chol HaMoed? Mi Akum Li Emireim. B'Revi Ma Hayu Aymrim, what do they say on the fourth day of Chol HaMoed? They say, Binu Bayarim Ba'am. That's the capital Tehillim that they say on the fourth day of Chol HaMoed. B'Chamishi Ma Hayu Aymrim, what do they say on the fifth day of Chol HaMoed? Hasi Raisi Misevel Shechmai. B'Shishi Ma Hayu Aymrim, what do they say on the sixth day of Chol HaMoed? Yimaitu Komas Te'ar. So that's what they say on each day of Chol HaMoed. There's 6 days of Chol HaMoed. The first day is Yontif, followed by 6 days of Chol HaMoed. That's the outline of what they say. Now Rashi goes through why each capital Tehillim is said, but the main reason why the Gemara is bringing this braisa is for this next line. The braisa then says like this: Ve'imchal Shabbos be'echud mehem. Let's say there's a year with the Shabbos Chol HaMoed, where Shabbos falls out during one of the days of Chol HaMoed. Sometimes that doesn't happen. Like we had this past Sukkos, where Shabbos fell out on the first day of Yontif. We had the first day of Sukkos was on Shabbos. In such a year, there is no Shabbos Chol HaMoed. But let's say a year that there is a Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So says the Braisa, V'imchal Shabbos Be'echad Mehem. If Shabbos is Chal during one of these days, let's say, for example, Shabbos is Chal on the second day of Chol HaMoed, so then Yimaitu Yidachem. So then the Yimaitu, which is what the Braisa just mentioned, is said on the sixth day of Chol HaMoed, on the last day of Sukkos, on Hashanah Rabbah. So says the Braisa, so then Yimaitu gets skipped. Yimaitu gets skipped because on the following day, on Sunday, again, let's say Shabbos fell out on the second day of Chol HaMoed, so then on Sunday, we're going to say the second day Shir. On Monday, we're going to say the third day Shir. We're going to always say the previous day Shir. And therefore, Yimaitu will eventually just end up getting skipped. That's the one that will get left out. But what do you see from here? You see from here that when Shabbos falls out and we have the Musaf of Shabbos, and we have the Musaf of Yontif, of Rosh Chodesh, of Chol HaMoed, so you see that which one, which shir gets, that we don't say both shirim. We don't say both shir shel yoyim. Rather, one of them gets skipped. So you see from here, Lahedya, not like Rabacha. Rabacha said that you say both shir. You say the two shirais. You say both of them. You see from here that we don't say both shirais. And the Braisa therefore says that you might do, ends up getting skipped. And so just while we're on the topic of this Braisa, so says the Gemara, that Rab Safra manach buhu simana, that Rab Safra gave a simon to remember the order of these six kapitloch of Tehillim that are said for the shir shel yoyim on Chol HaMoed. And the simon that he gave is Humbahi, which besides sounding like an Indian tribe, is also a mnemonic for these six kapitloch Tehillim. Hey, starting is Havu Lashem Bnei Elim, and ending with Yud, which is Yimaitu, and all the other ones in between. Rav Papa manach buhu simano. However, Rav Papa gave a different simon. He gave a simon of Hum Habi, which besides sounding like the arch enemy of the Hum Bahis, is also a mnemonic for the six shirais that they sang during Chol HaMoed. He just had a little bit of a different order. He switched the bays and the hay. Rav Safra had Hum Bahi, and Rav Papa had Hum Habi. V'simanich, and the simon to remember which one, which Amira said which order, which Amira was part of the Humbahis and which Amira was part of the Humabis, is Ambuha de Safre. Is Ambuha de Safre, is an alleyway of the school teachers. That's where the parents would meet together with the teachers. It was called the Ambuha de Safre. Now that's the simon because Rav Safra sounds like Safre, and apparently Ambuha sounds more like Humbahi than it does to Humhabi. So you're supposed to see Ambuha de Safra and remember that Rav Safra is the one who said Humbahi. So that's the simen, which I saw that Deres, he has a sefer Megillah Samanim, a sefer on the mnemonics of on the different simanim that are mentioned in Shas, and that Deres points out that this simen that the Gemara brings of Ambuha de Safra is very unique because it's a simen within a simen. Rav Safra gave a simon to remember which shir shel yoyim, the order of the different shir shel yoyims, and Rav Papa gave a different simon, and then the Gemara is giving a simon to remember who said which simon. So he says that that's something that's very unique that we don't find anywhere else in Shas, that the Gemara gives a simon to a simon. But Al Kapanim says the Gemara tiyufta de Rabacha bar Chanina tiyufta. But the point is that you see from this Braisa, like we pointed out, that when Shabbos falls out during Chol HaMoed, so they didn't say two shir shel yoyims, rather they skipped one. So you see again, not like Rabacha bar Chanina. Now says the Gemara, that would be great. Rabacha bar Chanina is an Amira. So if we have Braisas that show not like Rabacha bar Chanina, we could just call it a day. So Rabacha bar Chanina is refuted, and we could have a good night's sleep. However, says the Gemara, it's not so simple, because Rabacha bar Chanina, Krau Masnisa Kamar. He brought a Braisa which darshan from a Pasuk that I call the Fiyamusafin. It wasn't his own Chiddush. It was a Braisa. The Braisa said Akol Fiyamusafin. So the Braisa sounds like it's saying that according to the amount of Musafim, so you have a separate night Tekiyos and a different Shir Shel Yoyim. So why are we picking on Rabacha? What about the fact that he had a Braisa and it darshened it from a Pasuk? So it says the Gemara two terutzim. And it's all the same idea that although the Braisa says Akol Fiyamusafin, it was Rabacha that chose to interpret that to mean that when there's more than one Karba Musaf, so you have a separate Shir Shel Yoyim and a separate Night Tekiyos. But we don't have to learn that that's the Pshat of the Braisa. And says the Gemara, there's two other ways we could learn that line in the Braisa. The Braisa just darshens from the Pasuk, Hakoil Lefi Hamusafin. So says the Gemara, now you want to know what it means, Hakoil Lefi Hamusafin? Says the Gemara, Amar Ravina, Laimar Shemarichin B'Tekiyos. All the Braisa means, when it says, Akol Afiyah Musafin, it just means that then you have to be Mayrich in the Tekiyos. Which Rashi explains means that you bring the first Karba Musaf, and you hold off on the Shir. Then you bring the second Karba Musaf, and then after you bring, by the Nesachim of the second Karba Musaf, that's when they would sing the Shir Shel Yoyim, and that's when they would have the nine Tekiyos. That's what it means, Akol Afiyah Musafin. Based on how many Musafin there are, that's when you have to wait until you blow the Tekiyos, because you have to wait until the last one. Or Rabbanan de Kesari, Mishmeid Rabacha Amri, they said a different pshat, that when the Braisa says Akol Lefi HaMusafin, it's Loi Mashem Marib B'Toiken. It's not describing how many tekiyos you blow. It's not describing how long you have to wait. It's describing how many trumpet blowers do you have. The amount of trumpet blowers that you have in the Beis HaMikdash, so that was Akol Lefi HaMusafin. On a day that there was only one Musaf, so it had X amount of blowers. On a day that there were two Musafin, so they were Marib, and they had more Toiken. They had more people blowing trumpets. That's what it means, Akol Lefi HaMusafin. So the factor of Achad HaBraisa, that doesn't have to bother us so much, because now we can interpret the Braisa in other ways. The Gemara was specifically picking on Rab Acha, because it was Rab Acha on his own who decided to understand that the pshat in the Braisa is that you have separate tekiyos and a separate shir shel yayim. To that, the Gemara brought two Braisas above that show Nalik Rab Acha. Says the Gemara, now moving on to a different topic, at least the way Rashi learns, is that Va'anon de Ison Tre Yoime Hechi Avdinon. Says the Gemara, we have Sveka de Yoima, we, the Bnei Chutz La'aretz, we have 2 days of Yontif to start off Sukkot. So how do we then proceed? What does it mean, how do we proceed, in terms of what? So the way Rashi learns the Gemara is that the Gemara is discussing in Tfilas Musaf, that we dive in Tfilas Musaf, and we mention the karbanos that we bring. So in Eretz Yisrael, everything is very simple. You have Yom Tov Rishon, and you say it will be Yom HaRishon, and you describe the Karban Musaf, which is brought by Yom HaRishon on the first day of Sukkot. The second day of Sukkot is now the first day of Chol HaMoed. So on the first day of Chol HaMoed, you say Ubayayim HaSheni. On the second day of Chol HaMoed, which is the third day of Sukkot, you say Ubayayim HaShlishi, and so on and so forth. The problem is for the Bnei Chutz La'aretz. For the Bnei Chutz La'aretz, the issue is that the second day of Sukkot, we don't want to read Ubayayim HaSheni. Because being that the Sveka D'Yayim and we're keeping Yontif, to say Ubayayim HaSheni, which is a day of Chol HaMoed, would be a zilzul in Yontif. We're keeping a second day, we're keeping Yontif, because we're saying it's a suffix that maybe it's really Yom HaRishon. So to say in Musaf, Ubayayim HaSheni, that would be a zilzul in Yontif. So that for sure we're not going to do. So on the second day of Yontif, instead we're going to say Ubayayim HaRishon. So on the second day of Yontif, we say Ubayayim HaRishon. The Shaila is now, what do you do the next day? The third day of Yontif in Chutz La'aretz, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, so technically speaking, you should say Ubayayim HaShlishi, because it's the third day of Sukkot. So say Ubayayim HaShlishi, the next day say Ubayayim HaRevi, and everything's fine. It comes out we never said Ubayayim HaShlish, we will never have said Ubayayim HaSheni. Ubayayim HaSheni was skipped on the second day, like we said, to not cause a zilzul Yontif, and it's going to come out that it never gets made up. We never end up saying Ubayayim HaSheni. That would be one option, that on the first day of Chol HaMoed, the third day of Sukkot, to just go weiter, say Ubayayim HaShlishi on the fourth day, the second day of Chol HaMoed, say Ubayayim HaRevi, and so on and so forth. Just go weiter. The other option would be that being that we skipped Ubayayim HaSheni, on the second day we said again Ubayayim HaRishon, so on the first day of Chol HaMoed, even though it's the third day of Sukkot, maybe we should go back and we should say Ubayayim HaSheni. And on the second day of Chol HaMoed, which is the fourth day of Sukkot, we'll go back again and say the previous day's Karban, Ubayayim HaShlishi. And every day we'll say the previous days, until the seventh day of Sukkot, where instead of saying Ubayayim HaShvi, we'll be saying Ubayayim HaShishi. It's going to come out that the seventh day gets skipped, that we never end up saying Ubayayim HaShvi, because on the seventh day of Sukkot we'll be saying Ubayayim HaShishi. So which one do we do? Do we skip Yayim HaSheni, or do we skip Ubayayim HaShvi? Are we going to skip the second day and then never make it up, or are we going to just make it up on the first day of Chol HaMoed and then never end up getting to Ubayayim HaShvi? That's the way Rashi understands the Gemara Shaila over here. Va'anan de'islan tre yayme, we keep Sveka de'yayma, we have 2 days of Yontif, so heichi. So how do we then go ahead and read about the different karbonis of Musaf throughout the rest of the days of Sukkot? So says the Gemara, Abai Amar Sheni Yidacha. Abai says that Sheni never gets made up. So on the first day of Chol HaMoed, which is the third day of Sukkot, we say Uva Yayim HaShlishi, and we skip Yayim HaSheni, and we never make it up. That's Abai's, that's how Abai says we do it. Rava Amar, Rava says that no, it's the opposite, it's Shvi Yidacha. It's the seventh day that gets skipped. On the first day of Chol HaMoed, the third day of Sukkot, we're going to say Ubayayim HaSheni, and on every day we're going to go back to the previous day's Karban. It's going to come out that Ubayayim HaShvi is going to get skipped. And says the Gemara, Tani Kavasi, the Rava, we have a price like Rava, that when you skip one, like we do on the second day of Yontif, that we don't say B'yayim HaSheni, when you skip it, you then have to make it up the next day. We have a Braisa which seems to say like Rava as well, that you go back, and you always then say the previous day's Karban. What's the Braisa that supports Rava? The Braisa is that, it was the Braisa that we brought before, that we said with regards to the Shir Shal Yayim, so each day of Chol HaMoed has its own Shir Shal Yayim. And then the Braisa said that Imchal, Shabbos, Yayis Ve'echen Mehen, if we have a Shabbos Chol HaMoed, so Yimaitu Yidochem, so Yimaitu get skipped, meaning every day we're gonna go back. So let's say Shabbos Chol HaMoed was the second day of Chol HaMoed. So on the third day of Chol HaMoed, we're going to say the second day Shir. On the fourth day, we're going to say the third day Shir. And on the fifth day, the fourth day Shir. The sixth day, the fifth day Shir. The seventh day, the sixth day Shir. So we never end up saying the seventh day Shir. We never end up saying the last day of Chol HaMoed Shir, which is the Shir of Yimaitu. Yimaitu, which is the Shir for the seventh day of Sukkot. For the last day of Chol HaMoed, that one will end up getting skipped. So you see, like Rava, that you always go back and you say the previous day Shir, so too by the Karbanos, you should go back and say the previous day's Karban, and it's going to come out that the last day gets skipped. Says the Gemara now a third shita that asking a Amemer ben Arda, a Amemer made a Takana Arda, the Medalgi Daluge, which means Rashi explains that again on the first day of Chol HaMoed and Chutz La'aretz, which is the third day of Sukkot, they kept 2 days of Yantif, so the third day of Sukkot, the first day of Chol HaMoed and Chutz La'aretz, not to say Ubiyayim HaShlishi, but also don't go back and say Ubiyayim HaSheni, rather do both. Say Ubiyayim HaSheni, and also say Ubiyayim HaShlishi. So go back and make up Ubiyayim HaSheni, and then also say the correct days, Karban, and say Ubiyayim HaShlishi. And then on the second day of Chol HaMoed, which is the fourth day of Sukkot, so you're gonna say Ubiyayim HaShlishi, and then also say Ubiyayim HaRavi, until you get to the seventh day of Sukkot, where you'll be saying Ubiyayim HaShishi, Ubiyayim HaShvi. So you're always gonna do both, you're gonna do the previous days, and then you're also gonna do that days. That was the eighth of Amemar, which Rashi says that that's the way we do it today.